And about all the Belgian people that risked their lives trying to help them.
Well, it is an incredible book. We have got a great guest with us today. Steve Snyder joins us. He's an 8th Air Force historian and author, and he's an expert on the 8th Air Force and the air war over Europe during World War II. Tell me a little bit more about this book. What do you want readers to take away from your writing of this great book?
Well, I want them to get an appreciation for what those men in the 8th Air Force fighting the air war over Europe went through. There was no other event in history that affected more people than World War II. 60 million people died. Millions more were wounded. Millions more were left homeless and displaced. It changed the course of the United States and the world forever. And the sacrifice of the brave young men who fought and died for freedom can never be forgotten. It's our duty to remember. So really, the goal of, I do lots of PowerPoint presentations and I speak to a lot of groups. I go to air shows all over the United States, signing copies of my book. And it's my goal to get people to remember the air war over Europe, to honor the men who fought it, and to educate the public about it.
We have got a great guest with us today. Steve Snyder joins us here on our big broadcast, and he joins us here via the magic of Skype. And Shot Down has a 5-star reader review rating on Amazon and has received 25 book awards, which is amazing. In addition, it is sold in gift stores at major air museums in the United States. Talk to me about some of these awards, because that's pretty impressive. Not every book wins an award, my friend.
No. It's won quite a few since it was first came out. The book was published in August of 2014, so it's just about 5 years now since the book has been out. Basically, it's changed my life since I wrote this book. It's been very, very gratifying to have the accolades that it's received. But it's just such an amazing story of what these guys went through. The first half of the book kind of builds up to the day that the plane was shot down, and then the second half of the book is all about what happened afterwards. A B-17 had a 10-man crew, and 5 of the crew members made it back home, but 5 of them did not.
Wow. Absolutely amazing stuff. We have got a great guest with us today. He joins us live. Steve Snyder joins us on Skype. And Steve's great book here, Shot Down, is available in National World War II museums in New Orleans, the L.A. National Museum of the U.S. Air Force in Dayton, Ohio National Museum of the 8th Air Force in Pooler, Georgia. How did you get so many of these museums to pick up this book? That's a pretty cool feat, my friend.
Yeah, it's an honor to be in the gift shops of all those air museums across the United States. You know, basically, I just contacted them and, sent them a copy of my book and asked them if they would be interested in carrying it in their gift shops and selling in their gift shops. And after they took a look at it, they thought it was good enough to carry. So.
Well, I think that's awesome. That's awesome. We have got a great guest with us today. Steve Snyder joins us here on our big program. He has got an incredible book, A Shot Down. It is set within the framework of WW2 in Europe and recounts the dramatic experiences of each member of the 10-man B-17 bomber crew after their plane, piloted by Steve's father, was knocked out of the sky by German fighters over the French-Belgium border on February 8th, 1944. It's Shot Down. And the author, Steve Snyder, joins us today here via the magic of Skype. And so, Steve, talk to me a little bit about the writing process, research process, all these things, bringing Shot Down to life.
Okay. Well, growing up, I knew the basics of my dad's World War II history. And he was a B-17 pilot. He was stationed in England in the 8th Air Force. His plane was named the Susan Ruth, after my oldest sister, who was 1 year old at the time that he went overseas. And he flew bombing missions over occupied Europe and Germany, was shot down, and he was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture. But it wasn't until I retired from my career job in 2009 that I really had the time to delve into my dad's war history in more detail. And at that time, I had no intention of writing a book. I just wanted to go through all the material that my parents had kept from the war years. And they had kept quite a few things, and two items were really significant. One was a diary that my dad wrote while he was missing in action about his plane being shot down, and it's absolutely riveting. It's in the book. And the other were all the letters that my dad wrote to my mother about the war while he was stationed in England. And he was very candid in those letters. He talked about flying combat missions, what life was like in England at the time, escapades of him and his crew. And I just became fascinated with the story, became my passion, started reading book after book about the air war over Europe. I spent on the countless hours doing research on the internet, downloading declassified military documents, started going to World War II reunions, listening to veterans tell their stories. And finally, 3 years into my research, I just came to the conclusion that the story of my dad and his crew was so unique and so compelling that people needed to know about it. And so I decided to write a book.
It is an eloquent, eloquent book. We have got Steve Snyder with us today. He joins us here, the magic of Skype. And Shot Down is the latest from him. He is a World War II expert, speaker, author, and he has been all over the place promoting this book and sharing with audiences the knowledge and insight about the air war over Europe and appreciation of the sacrifices by airmen of the 8th Air Force and members of the Greatest Generation who fought and died to preserve freedom. What do you want readers to take away from your writing of this book?
Well, it's kind of two books in one. It's the story of my dad and his crew and all these Belgian people that risked their lives trying to help them. And that's all based on firsthand testimony by the people who were involved in the events that took place, either members of the crew that lived through the experience, members of the Belgium underground, declassified military documents. I even found the German Luftwaffe pilot that shot down my dad's plane.
Holy smokes!
And interviewed him for the book. That was quite an experience.
That's a heck of a deal. Steve Snyder with us today. He joins us live. And adding to the feeling of being there are more than 200 period photographs interspersed throughout the book to add a lot of background and context and many historical facts and anecdotes about and surrounding WW2 are entwined through the book so that the reader can have a feel for an understanding of what was occurring on a broader scale with the 8th Air Force crew. Steve Snyder with us today joins us on Skype. He has a fantastic book. It's called Shot Down. Now, past president of the 306th Bomb Group Historical Association. That is a quite the accomplishment. Talk to me about this, Steve.
Okay. My dad, in the 8th Air Force, there were about, at the peak, 40 different bomb groups. And the bomb group my father was in was a 306th Bomb Group based at Thurlow, England, which is about 60 miles north of London. And again, after I retired, I started going to reunions of the 306, got involved with it, became a board member, and then became president. Now I'm immediate past president. And we put out a newsletter twice a year called Echoes. And then we have annual reunions. This year it's going to be down in Savannah, Georgia at the Mighty 8th Museum located there in Pooler, Georgia, just located outside of Savannah. And as I mentioned, it's our duty to our goal and our mission to again remember the air war over Europe and honor those guys who fought it and educate the public about it, especially younger generations, because World War II happened over 70 years ago and it's fading in people's memories, and we can't let that happen. We have to keep that memory alive.
Well, and that is one thing that I'm really glad that books like yours are doing, because, you know, that is one thing that the war and the memories and all that is fading from people's memories. And we need to honor and also educate folks on that whole thing. So I applaud you for this. Steve Snyder with us today. Shot Down is the latest from him. And talk to me a little bit about the Belgian underground and the French resistance as it relates to your book, Shot Down.
Okay. Well, after my dad, after the bailed out of the plane, he came down in some trees and his parachute got hung up in the trees and he was dangling 20 feet off the ground and couldn't get down.
Holy smokes.
But fortunately for him, a couple young Belgian men, Raymond Duvin and Henri Franken, came to his rescue before the Germans got there. This occurred about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and so they helped him down and they told him to hide and stay put because it was too dangerous to try to move him in daylight with German patrols combing the area. So that night they came back and got him, took him to the home of Raymond Duvin's parents. He stayed there one night, and then they moved him. And they moved him after that from place to place to place. He might spend one night at one house or 6 weeks at another house. It all depended on how brave the people were who lived there and how dangerous the Belgium underground thought it was for him to stay there. And he had some real close calls, which are described in the book, about almost being discovered by the German secret police, the Gestapo. And those Belgian people, excuse me, who hit him were unbelievably brave people. They risked their lives and those of their family and friends to aid down airmen. Because of the Germans found out, they'd be arrested, interrogated, tortured, and either shot or sent to concentration camps. And some of the people who helped my dad and his crew met that fate. So they saved my dad's life.
Yes. Yes, very much so. We have got a great guest joining us here on Skype, and just an amazing book, Shot Down, is the latest from our guest, Steve Snyder. And so what's been some of the feedback you've gotten on the book so far and different reviews and things like that?
Oh, well, a lot of reviews. If people go on Amazon, they can read a lot of those. They've got a lot of professional reviews at all. The book's unique in that, you know, about everything that had happened to a bomber crew happened to members of my dad's crew. And again, it's just not about my dad, but it's about what happened to each member of the crew, because something happened to each guy. My father's kind of the central figure in the book, because after he was hidden, finally he got tired of hiding. After he was in hiding and being hidden by the Belgian people for a few months, he decided that he would get back into the fight, so he joined the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys, which was a pretty amazing thing to do. The French resistance, they were called the Mackie, and they were made up of independent ragtags, small groups of guerrilla fighters that were located all over France. And they just basically harassed the Germans. They would sabotage railroad lines, disrupt communications, attack German convoys, assassinate German officers, and again, a number of encounters that the resistance group my dad was with had with the Germans are described in the book. They got their instructions from the British over the BBC through radio, through coded messages, and they were supplied by the British through airdrops. So that my dad could have just stayed hunkered down until the U.S. armies came up through France after D-Day to liberate that area, but he decided to get back in the fight and risk his lives fighting with the resistance against the Germans.
Well, it is a fantastic book. Steve Snyder with us today, Shot Down. He joins us live here on our program. And, Steve, I appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for coming on and chatting with us about this incredible book. And I definitely want to have you back sometime to chat with our good friend Dan Perkins, who does a lot of work with his veterans group. And I think he would love to pick your brain about this book and chat with you. I will be in touch. And thanks for joining us today, man. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be on the show. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It, my friend. Have yourself a blessed afternoon. There he goes, Steve Snyder, the fantastic Steve Snyder. And get a hold of us online, CheekyJaguar.com. We're going to take a... Actually, we're going to take a 60-second timeout and come back with more.
HugeSportsStore.com is an online